degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Tennessee is going to get $750 million from Facebook and Instagram's parent company, Meta. That's because of a legal settlement. Tennessee was among the states that sued, arguing Instagram was knowingly damaging kids' mental health and misleading the public about how safe the platform is. The company agreed yesterday to pay out billions to states and to introduce several new safety features for young users. Tennessee's attorney general says the money's going into a new state account called the Children's Digital Protection Fund. Since Dolly Parton's death, personal stories of life-changing moments have poured in from across the globe. Artists across multiple generations have shared pictures and stories that show her collaborative spirit and generosity. Country artists like Ashley Monroe and bluegrass artist Aileen Bradley were taken seriously early on by Dolly and received her support. Nashville Public Radio senior music writer Julie Height believes that Dolly's legacy is like a prism that can be viewed and appreciated from many sides, revealing different qualities. And because she contained these multitudes, her impact cannot be limited to one type of artist.
You can look at who has that Appalachian lilt and that vocal control, that form of vocal expression in the Dolly lineage. And then you think about the world that she built in her songwriting style, fashion. She contains such multitudes. You know, it cannot be contained in just one person, but we can find bits of it in many.
The Grand Ole Opry will honor the life and legacy of Dolly Parton with a tribute show on Saturday.